You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Gentlemen, welcome to a brand new episode of Kyle
Knockouts and Three Counts, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir. And we're here for episode 11 on Podcast Detroit.
Woo!
I actually know this time. See? I did my research.
You remember.
Yeah, we're here live from the illustrious Podcast Detroit studios here in Royal Oak. Shout out to Podcast Detroit. Make sure you check us out every Tuesday at 9 p.m. on the Podcast Detroit app and podcastdetroit.com. And make sure you check out that podcast when that drops.
Get it together.
Yes, sir. Need more podcast juice.
Dude, he can't even pronounce his favorite Japanese wrestler, right? Naito. Naito, motherfucker. And that's supposed to be your favorite.
Hey, wait. You're wrong. My favorite Japanese wrestler is Asuka. Get it right, sir.
Asuka the bazooka. Asuka the bazooka.
I don't think that's how you pronounce that either.
I know. Oh, this motherfucker can't not...
enunciate? You can't do it either?
I can't pronounce it, sir. Okay. I have good grammar, sir.
Hey, Kyle.
Just so we don't have no incidents like we did last time, I just want to start off the show by saying the views and opinions expressed by Tony Thunder are not necessarily those of Podcast Detroit and Knockouts and Three Counts. All right.
Hey, see, the funny thing about that is they put that in front of our episodes from now after that.
It's all shows now.
Okay.
Quick production note. Mr. Collison, please speak into the microphone.
I got you. I'm just getting this shit
going. You're trying to go live for us. Did you tag everybody in it?
Yes.
All right. I got to put my glasses back on.
Well, you hear more than two voices in here, so why don't we go around the table, introduce ourselves, and throw out our social media. I'll start with the gentleman to my left with the sunglasses on.
This your left and my right. Yo, it's Tony Thunder. All that stuff, Instagram and the Facebooks and the tweets that I don't do. I haven't tweeted since I don't remember, but it happens.
Why do you sound like a 15-year-old Bill Cosby?
Right? I am a 15-year-old Bill Cosby, and I'll tell you who else I am.
I ain't even get it done yet.
And to my left, there is introduce yourself, sir.
I'm the only sure thing in the ring. My name is Sean.
Whoa!
Powell. What's going on, everybody?
I like that. Coming out with fire in the ring. He says he's a sure thing.
Go ahead, throw your social media out there, Sean.
Twitter is at Sean_Tyler. You can find me on Facebook under the name Sean Tyler. I think I have an Instagram somewhere around there. I can't remember the name of that one, so I'll look it up later. I'll post it.
This is scaring me. It said, do you want to tag Tony Thunder in this video? Like, they know I'm here.
Well, considering you're already tagged in the damn thing, I mean.
Okay. Why are you asking me again? I don't like that.
Because it's Facebook.
Go ahead, throw out your social media, sir.
What up, everybody? You can find me at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit Knockout on Instagram and Twitter, Kyle Collison on Facebook. Check us out. Check the page out on Facebook. We got Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast, and on Instagram and Twitter, at KO3CPod.
Find them.
Follow it now. Why is everybody yelling, man?
I know, right?
It brings effect, all right? Just because you're trying to be docile because you can't speak, all right?
Who's your favorite Japanese wrestler again? Wait, time out.
See, the reason why I say it don't yell is because this thing right here is called a microphone, right? Yeah. It picks up your voice. To it.
We have a caller.
Production, though. We got a caller.
Uh-oh, who's the caller?
Go ahead, caller.
Kevin.
What's up, Kevin?
Does your mama love you today? Because you didn't show up again.
We heard your mom doesn't love you.
Absolutely.
Kev, why don't you go ahead and throw your social media out to the folks, man.
The number you just gave me called to another show.
Uh-oh. What were y'all talking about?
I don't know what they were talking about.
Well, we're talking wrestling MMA over here, man.
That's what we're doing.
Why don't you go ahead and throw your social media out to the people real quick?
All right, on Facebook, Kevin D. Russ. And on Instagram and Twitter, it is _ Maiden 80.
Yes, sir. And I am...
And the same thing.
Thank you for keeping it together, sir. I appreciate that. And I am Devin McKenzie, and you can hit me up on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can hit me up on Instagram at AllSteakNoSizzle. That's one word. And let's get all the business out of the way. Do we have any announcements we need to make to the people? Anything big coming up?
We've got some pretty damn big shit coming here, all right? In the next couple of weeks, we're going to have past guest of the show, Manib Alsamni, coming on the show.
What up, though, Manib?
He is making his pro debut February 9th at Motor City Casino. So shout out to him.
Shout out to Manib.
He's about to put the hurting on this dude, so we're going to have him on the show.
Do that kick to the face again.
Yeah, for sure. Murder Manib. Anyway, so we're going to also have we're going to be linking up a little bit with Cage in the Cave podcast. I'll be going on their show. I forgot the date. I'll get that back. I'll put that out on the page. And then we will have Bobby Adams, one of my teammates and one of the hosts of Cage in the Cave, on the show the week of Manib's fight. We also will be – we just got it confirmed. We're going to be at Astromicon on February – what is that?
Astromicon?
Is it Astromicon?
I forgot the nom. Okay, so apparently I can't pronounce today either. But what's the date on that one? Is that the 10th? We're going the 10th,
right? It's February 9th through the 11th, but we'll be there on the 10th.
We'll be there on the 10th. Come check us out. We'll be doing a live show from there. In the month of March, we're going to be doing some big things. Shout out to TXC Live for giving us the opportunity to come in for their fight. Come check out the fights at the Novi Suburban Showplace. We will have the main event and co-main event of that show leading up to that show. Shout out to Joe Battaglia, the promoter. We will be there March 3rd. Shout out to Metro Pro Wrestling. We're going to be there March 31st. So be on the lookout. We in the streets.
We in these streets.
Sean, Tony, you got anything coming up, man?
Do we?
Do you?
We'll be at the Century Center once again.
South Bend, Indiana.
South Bend, Indiana on the 20th of January as we take on SOD. That's short for Suds, and the Elite. Not the Elite that everybody knows,
Not the Elite.
Which is Tone.
There's a huge difference between the and the.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between the and the.
Like, the is a knockoff.
The Indiana dialect.
Technically, they were the Elite before the Elite. Now they're the Elite.
Yeah, they were. They were I know. I'm just being.
Well, you know. Shout out to Tone. So y'all see him on here soon one day. Hey, maybe. Calhoun. We should get this like on a swivel, like that 70s show. Like, you know, when they smoke around the table and it just goes around.
That's not a bad idea, man.
Somebody else holding it. I'm tired. It's your turn, Sean. There you go.
All right. Let me get these quick plugs out of the way. Shout out to my homegirl, Adeline Mims. She just did her first podcast this past Saturday at the free podcast day that Podcast Detroit does the first Saturday of every month. Is that right, Randy?
Yes.
So, hey, all you people out there that's looking to start your own podcast, free podcast day, you get 30 minutes to an hour to do your first podcast for free. Sign up for that. Make sure you go on PodcastDetroit.com to do that. And this Thursday, Podcast Detroit is going to be having a podcast meetup at Selena's Bar in Madison Heights, I believe that is.
Yes, 11 Mile and Madison Heights.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So make sure you come check us out. I'll definitely be there. Come say hi. I'll be the guy with a Kangol on, tall black guy.
He'll be the 6'3 guy like his name says on Instagram.
Yes, sir.
There he is.
Shout out to my boy Chris Wade. Hit him up on Instagram at VisualCrack313.
Hit him up.
He is the gentleman.
For real, though. I already dropped that as soon as we dropped it.
He is the gentleman that did the logo for Knockouts and Three Counts.
Hey, man, fix my face, bro. I don't know what you did to my nose, but my nostrils is not that wide.
So I got a bone to pick, okay? It's clear that I'm the only white guy, but why do I got to have, like, this big bright-ass glare off my glasses looking like fucking, hey, leave it to Beaver and shit?
Fix my nose, bro.
You know what's funny, man? Somebody was like, hey, is that guy Puerto Rican? I'm like, no, it's not Puerto Rican. That's just Kyle.
Well, damn. Like, I'm some stepchild afterthought.
He could be Puerto Rican, but we don't.
I'm hurt.
No, he's not Puerto Rican.
But shout out to Chris, man.
Is it me and Kyle only ones like ourselves?
I'm hurt. This motherfucker's trying to hold me on my own show.
Oh. Hey. They had a Kev looking like Ice JJ Fish, but that's neither.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Hey, JJ, what up? No.
Kev, I'm sorry, man. Kev, I'm sorry, man. I apologize.
I love church. I'm going to be nice.
I apologize, man.
See, he got the freckles right for Kyle and everything. He had them like all in place.
But I don't got
every
no beard.
Single one of them.
But there's no beard on my
I'm gonna talk about your freckles. I'm talking to other Kyle. Oh, Kevin's freckles. My bad.
You gotta
a lot of Kyles and Kevin.
The other Kyle.
Kevin, Devin, Kyle, and Kyle.
The black guy.
And then it's Tony Thunder. So there's a lot of rhyming and
the
timing.
The black guy. I'm the white one.
Yeah. He looks like himself. He got that one.
Yeah. All right, one last plug. Hey, if you guys are looking for a car, make sure you hit up Southfield Quality Cars. If you hit them up, you can get $500 off on your purchase. Just use the code 19309.
Get you a car. Hit them up.
That's right, little ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, get you a car. You see that? We got yes, sponsorships.
Yes, sir. Go to SouthfieldQualityCars.com, hit them up, or you can give them a call at 313-270-33.
That's what's that code again?
That's
what's
another
that code
thing,
again?
What's that code?
It is
code
1930.
Wait, I have a one.
That's another thing.
1939. Well, not 1939.
Oh, okay.
And while we're talking about
that's
sponsors,
like an address. That's not like an address off 8 Mile.
While we're talking about sponsors, shout out to the homie Fabio D'Agostino. We're gonna have some big things coming with him too.
He'll
check
be on
him
the show.
Out.
Shout out to Fabio.
All right. Well, see, let's get started.
All right. Welcome to the show.
There's not a lot going on in MMA right now. There's a fight this weekend I'm definitely looking forward to, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Let's just go ahead and jump into the wrestling, man. We have Tony Thunder and Sean here,
that's
man.
That's me.
Before we jump into Wrestle Kingdom, because that's something we definitely have to talk about.
Oh, man.
Before we talk about WWE, I want to get your guys' perspective on what it's like to be an independent wrestler, man, making your way through these independent wrestling streets, man. We had you guys on the show before.
Yeah.
And I felt like I want to give you guys a platform. You know, just let people know what it's really like to be an independent wrestler, man. I know it's a vague question, but
the locker room stink. no, it's man, to me, it's living a dream, man. It's everything I wanted to do, just on a smaller scale of what I imagined. It's tough, man. It's a grind. It's hard to explain, man, because nowadays, a lot of fans are starting to know the insides of the business,
right,
and they think they know stuff that they shouldn't know, and they don't know how they're supposed to know. So
thank
their
you,
opinions,
Internet.
Yeah, their opinions on things are very frustrating. Like when they use the word "buried," or they say "such and such is buried because he lost this match," and it's like, let it play out, you know?
Right.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, he's right. I mean, fans, unfortunately, we hear a lot about smart marks and marks and things
smarts.
Like that. Smarts, yeah. A friend of mine once said there's really no such thing as smart marks, but if you look at all the fans out there, like, try telling them that. Like, they think they know what's going on because they read dirt sheets. They think they know what's going on because they know everything is I don't want to use any insider terms.
Don't use it.
Yeah, like they think they know what's going on because
they know it's a show.
Yeah,
they know. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah,
they know
we'll,
it's a
we'll
show.
Leave it at that. But what it ultimately comes down to is for the indie guys, the guys that are trying to come up, the guys that are trying to make a name for themselves. It's even harder because if you're not seen on TV, most of the time, a lot of fans don't care about you.
Right.
If you are making a name for yourself, the diehard indie fans, the diehard internet fans that pay attention to the independents, they'll make sure you get known. They will share your stuff. It's cool in that aspect, but at the same time, I mean, you got to work for that.
Right.
The fans are not going to respect you if you don't put yourself out there. That's the reality of it.
And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you guys on the show, man, because especially last year, we definitely focused on the local MMA scene and, you know, people coming up, working their way up to get to a Bellator or the UFC. But,
right,
you know, I felt like we were kind of like, me and Kyle kind of talked about this. We need to, you know, get the wrestling side of things going a little bit more, man. So
we're and now I'm on the wrestling logo with my nostrils all wide. shout out to the artist
once
again.
Your beard.
Yeah. the part of it that you can see at
least you got to keep your beard.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Just living as a pro wrestler, man, it's a blessing in disguise. It's a grind. It's everything, man. It's everything like American Express.
Oh, shit.
I think I butchered that, but you know what I mean.
No matter how tough it is, it's still like probably the most fun business to be in.
I love
realistically.
It.
There are very few businesses that you can go in and you can literally travel between three of the biggest cities in the region. Like, I remember one day I drove down from the Detroit area down through Toledo, down through Dayton, down through Columbus, back up through Louisville into southern Indiana just for a show for IWA Mid-South.
Oh, yeah.
And it's things like that that are, like, just some of the coolest experiences, in my opinion, being able to travel to all those new places, like going from a place like Detroit all the way to Philadelphia, traveling across into Chicago, traveling over into Louisville, Kentucky.
It's like that one meme that says something like you put thousands of dollars worth of gear into a $100 bag to get into a $500 car to drive thousands of miles to make $20 or something like that.
I don't make $20. I make 12 cents per match.
Realistically, yeah. You really have to love it and not for the money. You have to love it. You have to love the pain. You have to love the struggle. You have to love every single bump that you take.
I wake up and brush my teeth to this shit like African Child.
What the fuck?
African Child is the greatest song of all time.
You have to love this business. Otherwise, you have no business being there. Period.
Kyle or Kevin, you got something for Tony Thunder and Sean?
Not off rip, man. Well, let's get their thoughts on the current stuff that we got going on now.
The current stuff we got going on.
All right. Wait, one last question. Kev, you got anything for Tony and Sean?
No, not really. You know, you listen to the conversation, you know.
He sound like he about to bust a freestyle like Sean was in jail. Remember when Sean was in jail and he had to spit it over the radio on your phone call?
That's what it sounded like. I know what you're talking about. Hey, I got one last question, okay? And this one came from my girlfriend. So
oh boy.
So we were kind of
questions are always fun.
So we were kind of talking, and I was like, "Now, I'm not in the business, so I only gave her what I know." Right. But one thing I do know is that there's a lot of politics that goes on behind the scenes.
Oh God!
Right? And when I say politics, what I was telling her is from some of the stuff that I heard from people that are in the business is that there's a locker room code that you kind of have to go through.
Absolutely.
And as much as comfortable you guys are, feel, you know, sharing some of that, can you talk about some of those rituals or things that you have to do as a guy in the locker room?
Shake everyone's fucking hand.
Yeah, I would do it as more of advice to young kids. The younger guys in the business, well, a lot of
it's younger guys.
I don't
want to
say nothing
guys,
about the area, but
we're not going to go into any specific.
Yeah, we're not going to go into specifics, but a lot of guys aren't taught locker room etiquette. Okay. And that's one of the biggest problems in the business today is that locker room etiquette is a dying thing because it's not taught anymore.
Does that mean like no towel snapping or?
No. Yeah. Okay. One of the first rules I was taught in training was shake everyone's hand. And Tony and I have talked about this 100 times, maybe more.
Everybody's hand.
Shake everyone's hand from the ring, the bell ringer.
Shake the ring's hand.
The bell ringer. To the promoter, to the veterans, to the new guys, to the referees.
Kiss all the babies.
Literally everyone that is a part of the production, shake their goddamn hands.
Shake their hands.
Realistically, if you don't shake one person's hand, that
They're
person
think
might
you're a dick.
Well, not only that, but that person might be the difference between your next booking or the future of your career as a whole. Like, never realistically, you might go up and try and shake somebody's hand, and they might not shake your hand. Like, that might be a 20-year vet that's like, I don't know you, I don't like you. But you made the effort to shake their hand.
Right.
If you were to walk past somebody that you didn't know and then find out that's the promoter's son, that promoter might not like you because you didn't shake his son's hand. And his son might be currently in training to be a professional wrestler or things like that.
Then he's going to stiff you.
You might, you know, accidentally miss somebody. And that I've seen this actually happen before. You might accidentally miss somebody. And
as long as you touch their hand before you leave, pretty much, though. Like,
yeah. Like,
you want to get – when you leave, we call it making the rounds. You know, before you leave the arena, you want to make sure you – oh, hey, good, you know, good to see you. Nice to meet you. Glad you came out. Whatever.
Right.
That's one of the biggest things. That's the number one. I think that's the number one locker room rule probably.
It's the initial show of respect.
And it's funny because I was telling her about that and she didn't understand. It was like, what if I miss somebody? Like, you might have, don't mean to use an insider term, but you might have heat with that person just because you didn't mean to miss that person, but it happens.
Well, as long as you get them before you leave. you know.
Right.
It's like you may not get them when you walk in, because sometimes you may get there before certain people. You make your rounds, and that person comes in, and they may go around, and you may not get to them, and they might not get to you.
Yeah,
but happens. At the end of the day, as long as you, you know, at least acknowledge them before right. you leave.
So yeah. Have you guys had situations where you miss somebody, didn't mean to miss them, the next thing you know, it's like, whoa, that guy's an asshole because he didn't shake my hand later on down the line?
My granny was at a show one time, and I was just like, fuck oh you, granny. God. I'm going to the locker room. That's not true. I love my granny.
I had an issue one
Kyle,
time.
Kevin, your mom doesn't love you, though.
Shots fired.
I had an issue one time, actually, down in southern Indiana.
Trying to steal my shtick.
Oh, God.
I had an issue one time down in southern Indiana where I actually had no idea that Simon Dean was on the card.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I didn't see him at the beginning of the show. I didn't see him before my match. I didn't see him really even remotely after my match. I found out he was there as he was walking away from the – well, it was an outdoor show, but he was already on his way to the car. I had no idea at any point he was on the show until after one of my mentors and trainers told me he was there. Didn't get a chance to shake his hand, didn't anything. But I heard he had a comment about me. I'm not going to say specifically what it was. But it threw me off. And then I found out that that was Simon Dean actually on the car ride home. I knew I'd recognize him as I saw him walking away, and I didn't put two and two together. So I don't know. I don't know if I got heat because of it. Nobody ever said anything to me about it after that. But every once in a while, one of my trainers, Jack Thriller, will bring that up to me.
Shout out to Jack Thriller.
Yeah. And I've seen other guys go through that too. There are shows I go to currently that I will go and shake everybody's hand that I know. And I'll specifically wait for certain people to come and come up and shake my hand just to see, you know, as far as mostly newer guys, things like that. But
yeah, it's respecting.
Yeah. Like I'll wait and see if these guys were taught locker room etiquette. And I'm not going to name the guy by name, but there is one specific guy that will not go out of his way to shake my hand because he doesn't know me that well. I mean, he does now because we've done so many shows together, but he will not go out of his way to shake my hand. It takes me to go up and shake his hand. You know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah. It takes me to go shake his hand, even though there's a major time frame gap in how long he's been in the business and I've been in the business.
Oh.
Major time frame. We're not going to talk about that.
So is it like when you guys have like a pet peeve in the locker room?
Yes, I have a lot of pet peeves. I hate a lot of things. I hate a lot of people. I think Dollar's rubbing off on me. Shout out to Dollar. Dollar's rubbing off on me. I'm starting to hate everything. One of the things that I heard that I got in trouble for, I'm not sure about this, but stepping on guys' toes with moves. If there's a guy in the locker room that you know is using a certain move as a finisher, you might not want to use that move.
Especially not as a side move.
Yeah, especially
– regular move.
Yeah, that was my fault. I forgot Shark Boy was there.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
If you say the stunner.
I do the stunner before I do the Shining Wizard. I've been doing the Shining Wizard lately because I've been watching a lot. I've loved Muda for the longest time that I remember watching. I've always loved the great Muda. Right. So
shout out to Muda.
Shout out to the great man. Hopefully he gets in the Hall of Fame soon.
I hope so. Stamp that
three times.
Yes, sir.
But I've been doing his version of the Shining Wizard where you really hit it. You jump off the knee and you nail their face.
Yeah.
But I do a stunner after it so that they stun, fall down to the knee, I run up, boom, hit my move. This was at the Century Center at the Jake Roberts show.
During the tag match.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
I forgot all about that.
Shark Boy's in the back. They got the monitor back there. A couple of guys are watching. I hit the stunner and one of the lifeguards says, "Oh, he hit the stunner." And that's when Shark Boy walks over and said, "He did what?" And unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to see him or shake his hand that night and apologize, but I completely forgot that he was going to be on the card, and I got egg on my face for that.
Well, I mean, you could have caught up with Dollar. I know he was partying with Dollar then.
Shout out to Dollar again.
Yeah. That would actually be really interesting, lifeguards taking on Shark Boy.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the thing. Because like you look at these guys that do super kick, super kick, super kick, super kick, super kick. If there's a guy on the card that's trying to use the super kick as a finisher, and you got 30 guys doing it in the show, when the guy goes to use the super kick as a finisher, it's like
it diminishes.
Doesn't mean anything anymore.
Man. Well, thank you guys for that inside look, man. I appreciate that.
Now you got me pissed off. I'm angry for the rest of the show.
I don't know about that.
All right.
So says the guy wearing a Bart Simpson shirt.
Hey,
Jesus.
Eat my shorts, okay? That's what it says. It says,
you were
eat
pissed
my
off.
Shorts.
He was pissed off already.
Well, it's better to be pissed off than to be pissed on.
Oh, my God. I knew
don't
that
go to R. Kelly's
going.
House after 7 p.m.
Don't go to Dollar's house after
the 7 views and opinions expressed by Tony Thunder is not necessarily those of Podcast Detroit and Knockouts and Three Counts.
The guy has his own disclaimer.
Tony,
I like
just seen a mess between you and Tony Evergreen.
You know what? I've worked with Tony Evergreen twice, actually. Shout out to Tony Evergreen. I've had two matches with Tony Evergreen. If you go on YouTube, I kind of butchered that for Asuka. you go to YouTube and type in Thunder versus Evergreen, it'll probably be the first thing to come up. We're actually 50-50. I beat him once, he beat me once. But we definitely got to go at it again. I definitely, you know, like working with him.
All righty. Well, we got a little bit of time before we take a break. Kyle, you got any questions real quick for our guests? And when we come back, we'll start talking Wrestle Kingdom and a little bit of WWE.
I can see this is going to go to hell in a handbasket, just like we had already previously predicted. But like, hell with it. Let's roll with it.
With gasoline draws on.
Every day of my life.
Kev, you got a quick question for our guys before we go to break?
Well, let's ask them some questions.
Okay.
Well, let's let them get their questions out the way. We'll figure it out after that.
Let's go.
This is week 11. We're doing this, right?
Here, I got one for you. So listen to this. So I know you said you were trained by Dan Severn. It was kind of a fact that I already knew. Devin, I don't know if you knew this, but I thought it was kind of interesting to find out that Al Snow trained him for his first UFC fight.
What?
Yeah.
Al Snow trained Dan Severn
for his first UFC.
He cornered him and was in the interview with him after the pay-per-view, and he like got in the middle of the promo because Dan didn't really say anything when they were asking him about Hoist Gracie and shit.
Wow. I didn't know that.
I knew Al Snow had trained Dan Severn for pro wrestling. I didn't know he had trained for the UFC thing. That's kind of an interesting fact.
Wow.
So what was your question?
Cool. Did you know that?
Did
you guys know that?
I didn't know. I wasn't personally trained by Dan Severn.
I knew he was, but that's why I asked. It's kind of ironic considering Don fought Dan Severn, too.
Yeah. You learn something every day on Podcast Detroit here at Knockouts and Three Counts.
See?
Yes, sir.
We're informed, motherfuckers, okay?
We know stuff.
Hey, I pay his attention.
When you have a guy who's fought before and guys that are wrestled
before.
Hey,
I didn't even say that.
I
you
know.
Did it.
That was me. That
I
was
boxed
me.
One time. Hey. In my cousin's basement. I was like 7.
We had to rock them.
We had to sock them. Yeah. We had the pillow gloves. And shout out
Don't start none, won't be none.
Shout out to Hands Out Boxing Gym off of Pearson in the Lodge. My cousins run that gym. I got tons of cousins, man.
Is his name Ray?
No.
Oh, okay. My bad. I thought that was past guest Ray Carter you were talking about.
Oh, no.
But before we go to break, we're going to start a new drinking game on this show.
Hell no, we're not.
Take a shot every time.
Every
make a disclaimer.
Anytime that Kyle Collison says, I fought before.
Look here. If we're playing that game, then every time you say something stupid, I get to kick you in the dick.
Oh,
how about that?
Whoa.
Why are they so angry?
I think Kyle's the only one alive there.
Why so angry, man? Come on, man.
Because this fucker talks a lot of shit. That's why. And I've been putting up with this for a lot of...
Getting kicked in the dick is not that bad. Getting kicked in the nuts.
I know. I didn't say it wasn't fun. I just said... What is it? He's got a receipt, okay?
Oh.
Inside
terms. What, you going to use inside terms? He literally just talked about it.
I know. That's why I said it.
Heat.
Come on now.
Heat.
No.
Hey. I'm going to start using insider terms. All right. First of all, Kimura. I'm going to go to a side mount.
A receipt.
All
right.
Look. In my defense, full mount.
Pronoun, pal.
Look here. In my defense, dude. I've heard receipt in a lot of other places.
Yeah.
Just wrestling.
Well, yeah. Sweep the leg, Danielson. That's my favorite one.
All right, guys. We're going to take a quick break.
Break.
When we come back, we're going to talk Wrestle Kingdom. We're going to talk a little bit of WWE. We're definitely going to talk about the mismatch challenge. I got to get you guys thoughts.
Oh, man.
They already shit it in the handbasket.
Uh-oh.
He lying.
Yes, they did.
He lying.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this, people. I won't
deny it. I'm a straight rider.
Are we good?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And Kev, are you still there?
Oh, I'm here.
Kev, I know this is going to be your favorite part of the show, man. It's probably going to be your favorite part of Knockouts and Three Counts history, man. We're going to talk Wrestle Kingdom 12, man. I know you watched it.
I enjoyed it.
So we'll start, Kev, we'll start off with you, man. Why don't you just give your overall thoughts about Wrestle Kingdom 12, man?
Overall, I liked it. Only thing I didn't get a chance to see was the Wrestle Kingdom Battle Royal. I didn't get a chance to watch that.
Me either.
That was a pretty show. Rumble. I didn't get a chance to watch that. But yeah. I heard Cheeseburger was really over.
Yeah, he was.
In that match.
He was.
Cheeseburger is over everywhere he goes, man.
I never seen him wrestle. I wouldn't see him wrestle because it's funny. He's funny to me.
Man, I didn't see the Rumble either, man. But yeah, so
overall, I really enjoyed it. Like I was watching it with my cousin. He was like, "Why are the matches so long?" I was like, "That's what they." But I really enjoyed it. Like overall, some of the matches, I didn't even know that the Goto and Suzuki match was a hair versus.
Who?
That threw me off a little bit.
Goto versus Minoru Suzuki.
Minoru, yeah.
I didn't know that was a hair versus hair match either. And honestly, I didn't see the hair being cut off. I need to go back and watch that.
He cut his own hair off.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
But I didn't get to see
how
it.
How did you not see it? What happened?
See,
you,
man,
like, close your eyes for 20 minutes? Or?
I can't talk about how I saw it.
Oh.
All I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Okay. Your cable went out.
Yeah. My cable went out. But, real quick, what was your favorite match on the show, man?
It had to be the four-way between Marty Scurll, Takahashi, Kushida, and Will Ospreay.
All right, what was it about that match that that pulled you in, man?
The storytelling between Marty Scurll and Will Ospreay, knowing they have a rivalry, but They took time to team up and take out the other two competitors just for them to end the fight.
All right, that's what's up. All right, let's get the wrestlers, the guys that are in the business. Let's get their thoughts on Wrestle Kingdom 12. Just overall, your overall thoughts, and what was your favorite match or favorite moment of the show?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm so far behind on everything. I haven't even got a chance to watch Wrestle Kingdom, and I am ashamed of myself right now.
I am so ashamed of myself on that right now.
Shame. I'm so far behind on everything. I was telling you a little bit about it during the break. I've been just really far behind on everything just because of everything that I have going on. So
it's understandable, man. Yeah. You know, everybody can't watch everything.
I've gotten to see some of the highlights here and there when I had an opportunity, but I mean, as far as I could tell, they put on a hell of a fucking show.
Well, let me get your thoughts in general about New Japan, just in general, man. How What do you think about it and how it compares to what we have here in America, especially the WWE?
Ooh, completely different.
New Japan is literally about to be the only competition that WWE has. If you look at what they're doing, they managed to convince Chris Jericho to come in and do a match with their top guy, Kenny Omega. Like, no, Jericho made a promise to Vince, and I'm sure he probably worked something out too, but.
All right, I'll say this. Hey.
I think he just shit his drawers.
The views and opinions expressed by Tony Thunder are not necessarily those of Knockouts and Three Counts of Podcast Detroit.
It was not the first time I've heard that. That's a whole
I don't know why you had to bring it. No, first of all, whoa. That's a lie. He's a liar and he don't know Jesus. All right. That's first
I didn't
of
mean
all.
From him. Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay. New Japan, what a lot of people don't know is that New Japan has been the WWE of the Eastern Hemisphere for years. Like
20 years.
Yeah. They used to team up. They used to team up with WCW the same way they're teaming up with ROH now, the same way they teamed up with TNA for a little while about 5 or 6 years ago.
We're not going to talk about Okada's running TNA.
Or Nakamura's. I don't think New Japan wants to compete with WWE because the style is so different. That's what a lot of people don't know. A lot of people are comparing Chris Jericho's match against Omega in New Japan to his matches in WWE and say, oh, that's his best match ever. It's a completely different style. And if you say that's his best match ever, you're a liar and you don't know Jesus. His best match ever is against Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 19. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
That was the best, in my opinion, you know, that was Jericho's best match by far.
It's been a lot of hot takes since Wrestle Kingdom. People, oh, this is his best match ever. I'm like,
they forget about Shawn Michaels. They forget about that match. Okay. You know,
oh, sorry.
But you know, Kenny Omega and Jericho, they were going to tear it down. They were going to steal the show. That's what the show was built around.
Yep.
You know, or at least as an American fan being over here, that's the only thing that I was really intrigued about watching the show was. Mm-hmm. Alpha Omega.
That's what got a lot of American viewers talking because that's why I say they're trying to compete with the WWEs because not only the whole thing with Jericho, but just in general, the fact that they managed to pull so many American viewers just based off of that one match.
Well, I don't think they're necessarily trying to compete with the WWE. They may be trying to work with the WWE like they have with WCW. They worked with WWF back in the day when Hulk Hogan went against Inoki.
Yeah. Right.
And that's the WWF championship over there. Maybe they're trying to bring something like that back.
Did you guys see the attendance numbers from last year compared to this year?
Yeah.
Jericho added about, I think it's about 9,000 tickets from last year compared to this year.
Yeah.
Hey.
So the numbers were falsified is what you're telling me. So you're telling me Chris Jericho's a liar and he don't love Jesus.
Oh, my God. But if you also look at it, too, New Japan's starting to bleed a little bit over into America. And I'm not just talking about their viewers. I'm talking about they were in California a few months ago.
And they have they're going to do another show this year.
Yeah. All the stuff for ROH, though.
Yeah, exactly. Like, give it time, and they'll start working their way over here all throughout the country a little bit. And then we might actually see a little bit of the contrast in styles in America and how well they either work together or work against each other as far as just the promotional competition.
Well, like I said, again, the styles are so different. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a completely different style. Like, if you see Rey Mysterio's matches in the WWE compared to what he's been doing in AAA and Lucha Underground. It's a completely different Rey. Some people say, oh, Rey's got it back and Rey, he's still got it and blah, blah, blah. And he sucked in WWE.
He's wrestling the WWE style.
Yeah, it's a different style.
Yeah.
You know, and once you understand that, then you can really start to
see. I got the WWE Network because I was a big fan of Kenta, right? And when I saw that he signed with the WWE, that was the reason why I got the network. Big Kenta fan.
You mean Hideo Itami?
It's Kenta to me now.
Oh, okay.
It's still Kenta to me now. I'm a big Nakamura fan. I was a fan of Kana back in Asuka, as she's known as now.
Asuka.
But it's like, I don't know, man. Like, I enjoy that Japanese style. New Japan is my favorite promotion. Hands down, because I enjoy the style. It's more realistic. It's not cartoonish to me.
They're trying to kill each other.
Exactly.
And well, that's what it is. It's a fight.
You know what? It's fans like you I hate, Devin.
Aww.
It's fans like you I hate. If I could go out there and die in that ring and come back to life, you would love it.
In the words of Tommy Dreamer, if it happens, better for the business.
But here's the thing. As much as I love Shibata,
Final Battle.
But
you know what my favorite move is that a lot of people don't know?
Fuck you, weapon.
No, it's called the invisible grenade, done by Chuck Taylor.
Yes,
sexy Chucky T. Yeah,
that was gonna be my point. See, as much as I love a Shibata, Nakamura, Hideo Tama, I also love Homer. I love Chuck Taylor with the grenade spot. I love Joey Ryan, man. So I can watch just about everything. But I already know when it comes down to it, New Japan is gonna give me what I really want.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, I'm pulling, you know, talking smack, but at the end of the day, New Japan is, you know, a spot that everybody want to go to. Yeah. You know, you want to learn, as an indie wrestler, I'm sure Sean would agree with me, you want to learn that style. You want to go to those dojos and sweat it out. You want to go over there and learn the culture and the art of Japanese wrestling. The same way you want to go down to Mexico, you want to learn the culture and the art of lucha wrestling. You know, it's completely different. You wrestle on a – it's a mirror. I can't – Yeah, I know you guys are kind of like what, but I can't expose nothing. But Lucha's a completely different style. You know, you want to go and you want to learn that. You want to, you know, see the art and the culture behind it. You know, I know Netflix has a few specials of, I think one is called Lucha Nacho or something like that, where they talk about the culture.
Not the Jack Black movie.
No, it's actually a documentary.
Hey, shout out to Human Tornado for being in that movie,
H-T,
man.
L Snowflake. Shout out to Mohobi H Tizzle. Don't be surprised if you see him on the show soon or hear him call in. You never know.
Hey, real talk. That's my white whale. I got to get him on the show, man.
Dude, yo, we going to get him on the show. We going to get him on the show.
You make that happen?
Human Tornado?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my white whale, man.
I can definitely make that happen. I can't say when, but it'll be very soon.
On the subject of Wrestle Kingdom, I got to say that's probably the first New Japan show I've probably watched all the way through.
And your thoughts?
I got to say, you know, I've always
Kyle came over and watched it on my cable.
Yeah, well,
yes. Cable.
But yeah, dude, I mean, I've always liked the matches that I've seen for the reasons that you guys have said that they treat it as a fight. And that's one thing that sometimes gets on my nerves with WWE. Now, I love the stories to them. I like the fact that there's some pageantry to them, which I think is a essential part of wrestling too, in my opinion too, because if it's just all the fighting stuff all the time, it kind of takes away from some of it. But that being said, I love to see when it looks like two guys are actually trying to win the match. I think that's one thing that's missing a lot from WWE. And, like, this is something we've talked about on the show before. The reason I like that with New Japan is, like, I've always wanted to wrestle and stuff like that. I couldn't imagine, you know, coming from the fight game, like, actually going into a match. I always wondered how would I do with it, like knowing, okay, I'm supposed to lose this match. Because naturally, I've always been taught.
There's no losers in wrestling, Kyle.
I get it, but you get my point, though. I mean, going into a match, like, because I get it. I get it. It's a show. I get it that, you know, someone's got to win, someone's got to lose. But it would be hard for me because.
Nobody loses in wrestling, Kyle.
Look here, I'm going to kick you in the fucking nose in like 2 seconds.
Make it actually match the picture.
That's my point. That's why I like.
My nostrils.
That's the thing I do like with New Japan, though, is that they. Even the guys that lose.
Nobody loses.
Are coming, Kyle. And it's like they fucking, you know, they're fighting no matter what. But, anyways.
It's the big fight.
So, as far. You get my point.
Yeah.
As far as Wrestle Kingdom, I definitely think that it had what he just was talking about, the big fight atmosphere, because once you got past that Battle Royal, which was kind of, you know, whatever, it seemed like every match had its own hype to it, which I really liked that because, you know, each match had hype for different reasons. I really liked the Marty Scurll match because I've really been becoming a big fan of his.
That was the Fatal 4-Way, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I've really been becoming a big fan of his. I liked the way that he just tried to play the heel role. As soon as the match started, yeah, fuck it, you guys can fight. You know, and then just every chance.
Slide in, slide out,
grab the damn umbrella and smoke somebody in the face with it. Like
that was nasty.
Dude,
he swung that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And he does
that
every
nasty.
Time. Cause dude, if you watched, I don't know if you guys watched Final Battle or not, but dude, he smoked the shit out of Jay Lethal with that thing, dude.
And he
did it so nasty, too, because he had the white one when he came out, which that entrance was fucking dope.
Right.
But then the ref took the white umbrella, he slides out, grabs the Bullet Club umbrella, and then just whack, smokes his ass right across the face. And it was dope. But I really liked that match. As I've said on the show before, I'm a big fan of everything Cody Rhodes has been doing on the indies.
My daughter, Cody Rhodes.
You know, I've really...
Yeah.
The second most recognizable athlete in the world.
He is the world champion.
That
champion,
is
okay?
The fruit of my loins. Yeah.
That Cody, he was the state champion wrestler. Yeah. But yeah, I really... That Crossroads off the apron was...
Oh my God.
Dog.
I think that was probably the most shared gif. GIF, whatever you want to call it. Mom's like, you choose GIF. GIF. That was the most
shared move of the night.
When
I saw that, I literally said... When I saw that, I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Like, it was great, but I'm like...
And
it was dope. I think it was a lot more safe than people thought. But another thing
that I think was a great adding like a little piece to the match... It's the same thing that I said with The Miz when he came back, when he had his wife come in. I think having Brandi Rhodes at, at ringside with him has added a whole nother dimension to it. Because like that spot where she tried to take the, you know, take the, was it? No, that was a final battle where that happened. Where
she went down. Over.
Yeah. Where she went down and then they're both smiling at each other when the ref and everybody fell for it. Yeah. It's like the little subtle stuff like that.
That's lost in wrestling.
And
man.
If you don't think like, she's the most beautiful woman in wrestling, you're a simple mark. That's what she said on the way to the ring.
I'm about to say, I think JoJo.
She did, though.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. For those who remember that she said that, it was an inside joke for those who seen the show. Obviously, the rest of us wasn't paying attention.
But yeah, I was too busy looking at that. I like that one. And then, I mean, in my opinion.
Oh, she's from Detroit, too. Shout out to Brandi Rose.
Shout out to Brandi.
But a lot of people said they were a little bit underwhelmed with the whole Jericho Omega match. I thought it was great.
I did too.
I really did. I liked everything from how like Jericho. I was always a Jericho fan, but dude, just the way that he played like the complete opposite of the character he plays here in the States. Like coming out in the stuff saying like, you know, fuck you, fuck this, you know, fuck you guys, fuck Japan.
Nah, he kind of went back to like previous.
Well, Jericho, I get it, but I'm saying compared to what he was doing on his last run, for him to just flip the switch like that at no. You know, at a drop of a dime notice like that, and to be able to do it so seamlessly, because a lot of people, they'll switch back and forth, you know, good guy, bad guy all the time, and it's inconsistent. He did it seamlessly, and it looked like that's what he's doing every week. And it was cool because I liked, like, even the little things, like when the Bucks came out and he just runs up and jumps him, you son of a bitch, fuck you, get out of the ring. Yeah. You know, like things like that, and then like, I haven't gotten to see too much of Kenny Omega because, like I said, I haven't watched a ton of New Japan. Dude, Kenny Omega was dope too, dude. Plain and simple. Kenny Omega is dope. The hype is for real. Like, I hope they run that shit back for sure. Right. And then for Jericho to just show up at New Year's Dash, bro.
It might happen here. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, I'm with it. I'm with it.
Hey, I know that I may not supposed to... you know, mark out, as they say, but I'm a fan of this. That's why I do this, because I love this.
Right.
I don't know if anybody noticed, but the year before AJ Styles showed up at the Royal Rumble, John Cena tweeted a picture of him. On John Cena's Instagram, I love Cena's Instagram because he uploads a bunch of random crazy photos.
Dude.
And he doesn't have any captions on them.
I didn't know... I went on John Cena's page and I had to double check that it was his page. What is this shit?
Yeah, it's amazing because he posts all these crazy pictures and all these crazy images. And his Instagram simply says, these images will be uploaded with no caption for your interpretation. Enjoy. And he'll post a picture of a He-Man toy.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, he'll post like a picture of a He-Man toy and just put it up there. He'll be like,
What does that mean?
What is John Cena smoking? You know, the year before AJ Styles,
he posted a picture of a cock just a minute ago.
A cock for no reason. the year before Styles went in the Royal Rumble, he tweeted a picture of AJ Styles and didn't say nothing. A year later, AJ Styles was in the Royal Rumble. Last year, around the Royal Rumble, he tweeted a picture of Kenny Omega. Jericho's been working with Omega. Omega's contract is up in a few weeks. Right before Royal Rumble.
No shit.
Wee.
You know, I've been saying that for
a while.
That's
all I'm going to say.
I've been saying that for a while that I hoped he was coming up, especially because I've heard for a while that his contract was coming up.
Oh, wait. Before you get into that, you might also want to add on that Ricochet and
War Machine.
Yeah, War Machine.
Speaking of that, did you guys know that he's dating old girl in the Riot Squad?
Tessa Blanchard.
Sarah Logan.
I thought Ricochet was dating Tessa Blanchard.
War Machine.
Raymond Rowe.
Oh, okay.
They're like engaged or whatever. I saw that.
Devin there with me. He was about to say.
Yeah, no, they were right. But I saw that on Instagram. I was like, damn, if that ain't an odd couple. And then I saw like some shit on Instagram. They're all dressed up like Viking sword fighting and shit. And I was like, wow, okay.
Okay. So wait, she got a penis too, and they sword fighters?
Okay, Lord. Weird thing about
the
Sarah.
Views and opinions expressed by Tony Thunder is not necessarily those of Knockouts and Three Counts.
You guys know who Sarah Logan was on the Independence scene, right?
Yeah,
Crazy Mary Dobson.
Yeah.
How many of you guys know who she was married to before going to WWE?
Knockouts and Three Counts trivia, people.
Here we go. She was married to Madman Pondo.
No shit.
No fucking shit.
What?
No fucking shit.
What?
Yeah, there's a whole other story behind that I heard. I don't know if it's true, but I'm not gonna put anybody on blast like that.
She's only 24. What the hell? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, is Ricochet going to keep his name?
Yes.
I think so.
I definitely think he is, because look at Adam.
Oh, like Kev, you don't think so?
No, he's going to be his real name. He's not going to be Ricochet.
What's his shoot name? Does anybody know his shoot name?
Trevor Mann.
Yeah, I was going to say it.
Okay. That doesn't sound, I don't think that he's going to use that.
Dude, honestly, I wouldn't be shocked he keeps Ricochet.
Trevor Mann.
And I'll tell you why. I mean, if you look at Adam Cole, they're letting him do his whole shtick just the same way for he sure. did it.
But here's question about that. So if a guy like Samoa Joe his whole life, he goes to WWE, does he get to keep Samoa Joe if he leaves?
That all depends on the contract. Yeah. I mean,
well, it depends on if he owned the rights to it before he went.
Okay. I think that's a big reason unless why he might change it.
He's going to have to end up changing his real name like Phil did.
Well, who's Phil?
That's a good question.
A lot of people have stipulations in their contracts.
Like Ryback did.
Yeah, Ryback changed his name, didn't he?
Yeah. He's Ryan Reeves now, isn't he?
I think so.
His name is Ryback.
Does he still wrestle?
Oh, my God.
He wrestles for like $10,000 and nobody's going to book him for that price. Ryback, you invented everything in the WWE, so you claim. You're not getting booked for $10,000. I'm sorry.
No.
Man, I honestly know he does a podcast, but I don't know if he's. I have not seen anything about him wrestling or.
Ryback, listen to me. I know you're listening. All right. You're not getting booked. First of all,
is this a come to Jesus meeting right now?
All right. Way to change your name. You're an idiot.
But yeah,
the views expressed by Tony Thunder is not necessarily those of Knockouts and Three Counts of podcasts.
But
right.
I mean, with Ricochet,
come have a
though,
seat right back.
I think now that Triple H has got the reins down there with NXT, because you know he's going to go to NXT first.
Who?
Ricochet is going to go to NXT first.
Yeah, I've heard otherwise, but I think he needs to go to NXT first.
I think he's going to go to the CWC. Yeah, I think he's going to. I'll say Cruiserweight classes, but you know what I mean. He's going to 205 Live.
Are they doing another one this year?
No, he's going to debut in the Rumble, and he's going to go straight to 205.
I think, like I said,
I've heard that too.
I could see that.
But
this brings another question. Okay, in my opinion, like Hideo Itami, I saw it. I kind of figured that was going to happen. But what's your thoughts on, there's some guys that, even though they're a little bit smaller, Aleister Black. I do not want him to go to the Cruiserweights.
Me either.
He won't.
I hope to God he don't.
He's too tall. And I think
you mean
they,
Tommy in?
They, yeah, yep. they, I think they bill him as like 220 or something like that.
Yeah.
So I think
he's see,
now.
But that's why I think I think a guy like Ricochet, even though he is smaller, he could play on that same range though.
Only problem,
205
I mean,
needs ratings though.
But he's got a lot.
205 needs eyeballs.
He does a lot of flippy
nobody,
shit. He doesn't have a lot of personality.
Nobody's going to get eyeballs for 205 like Ricochet would.
He fits the Cruiserweight wrestling style.
Absolutely.
But somebody like Aleister Black.
Wait, go ahead, Kev.
What's up, Kev?
Go ahead, Kev.
So it's crazy. Like, when I was at NXT last week, and they are not, I'll be listening out for Aleister Black weight. When it says weight, like, good, he ain't going 205. Like, man.
Yeah, they bill him as 215 or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
220, I thought. Yeah.
I mean, Ricochet, I could see it, but I really hope a guy like Aleister Black, I mean, I think he would bring a whole new kind of spin once he comes up to the main roster if they do it the right way. But obviously, this is WWE we're talking about, but still.
I don't think they will put him on 205, though. I mean, his style is completely different. His character doesn't fit either, you know. Yeah. Nobody in 205 really has a gimmick or character that really stands out.
Now, I wonder.
That's about it.
See, now, I wonder with, you know.
But he came
obviously.
From
exactly.
See, obviously, I mean, he's got the style for it, Ricochet does, but, you know, I wonder, you know, they watched all his stuff in, you know, PWG and Lucha Underground and all that stuff. He's shown that he's got the power to do, you know, to last with the heavyweight guys. I'd like to see him go heavyweight, and here's my reason why.
It's about Ricochet?
Yes. The reason I would like to see him go to the main event picture, maybe not main event picture, but whatever, be at least in that, whatever, in that group, is because it brings a different thing. If you look at most of the guys you've got, okay, we'll just take Raw, for example, since we're talking about the Cruiserweight show. Okay, on Raw, you've got what? You've got Seth Rollins. You've got
Finn Balor.
You've got Braun Strowman. You got Lesnar. You got Kane. The majority of them are all, you know, the stereotypical huge monster guy.
You just named Finn.
I know that. But I'm saying the guys they're pushing right now, look at the main event for the Rumble. You've got Lesnar,
Kane,
Strowman, and Kane. Now,
obviously, Seth does some of that stuff too, but I think bringing in a guy like another guy like Ricochet in there, having matches with him and Finn Balor, him and Seth Rollins. I mean, dude, that
know,
shit.
You know what the problem
you
is?
You want though? Ratings, bro. That shit will do that shit on
live. You know
live
what the problem
TV.
Is?
But ratings for 205 is what they need.
But yeah. But here's the problem with Ricochet. How good is he behind a microphone?
Yeah.
That microphone.
This is a good.
In WWE, that's
50%.
More
that's
the
a good
thing
point. That microphone, if you're not good on the mic, can be a real killer, especially
that's a good point.
National television.
Absolutely. Right.
I could see that being a killer for him. I can.
So that's why I was saying I would like to see him go to NXT, work with them.
Yeah.
You know who else I would like to see go to 205, though?
Who's
if
that?
He could drop maybe 10 pounds and.
Please say what I think you're about to say.
Tighten it up. I'd say Apollo Crews.
Thank you.
Apollo Crews would go to 205. He would go there and kill it.
I think he should have stayed in NXT. I think they brought him up too soon. Because he really didn't.
Yeah, they didn't have anything for him down there, though. Because they already had their titles picture set up for the next couple months. And he just didn't fit in there. He did good in NXT, but I don't think
he
would have been a standout. I don't think he would have been a standout. His work would have been, but not him on the mic. That's why he got titles with him now.
Worldwide.
Yeah. I love... You could go on. Shout out to Beyond Wrestling, and you can go to Beyond Wrestling on YouTube and watch free matches and see Tony Thunder referee in his younger days, a good Apollo Crews. All right,
before he braids the beard.
Man. Yeah, Tony Thunder without the beard.
Man, well, I don't want to end the show here, but we're running short on time.
Oh man,
what about the Mixed Match Challenge?
Mixed Match Challenge, right quick. How long we got?
Podcast Detroit will gladly accept your money for another hour.
So we're going to end this show, people.
Man, y'all motherfuckers are killing me.
So real quick, let's run around the table real quick. Throw your social media out there and anything you got going
on. To be continued, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Kyle, throw your social media out.
Anything at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit NOKOUT. Keep a lookout on the Knockouts and Three Counts page. We got a lot of big things coming.
A lot
keep
of big
your
things.
Eyes out and see where we're going to be at. Come say hi. Keep an eye. Look out on Twitter and Instagram as well, at KO3CPod.
All right.
Kev, social media.
On Instagram and Twitter, it's _ made in the 80s. On Facebook, it's Kevin D. Russ. And request a follow for the Reality Era news page.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sean.
Twitter is at Sean_Tyler. Facebook, Sean Tyler. Instagram is actually Ronan Sean Tyler. I remember now. And
anything coming up?
Yeah, we got the promotion
EHF
over in South Bend on the 20th.
Yeah. I think we're going to be in Sandusky soon, but I don't know exactly what that's about yet.
Still working on that. And there's a couple other opportunities out here in the Detroit area that are presenting themselves. I will post those on my social media in the next few weeks here.
Tony Thunder.
That's me. Knockouts and Three Counts on Facebook, everybody. Go on and like that and follow that. At Tony Thunder on everything, even Facebook, in my mama's name. My mama loves me, Kevin.
Hey, that's the book.
You're a liar and you don't know Jesus.
He said that's the book.
And I am Devin McKenzie. Hit me up on Twitter at Devin63. That's DEVIN.
And anyone that wants to give Devin a free grammar class,
Asuka.
Hit your boy up.
Naito.
Let's not say things
Naito.
Can't take back.
Naito.
Kyle, you're a liar. Asuka. You don't know Jesus.
I do, sir.
Hit me up on,
I do, sir.
Hit me
see
up on,
the tattoos?
Hit me up on
see,
Instagram.
I do,
all,
sir.
Hit me up on Instagram at Allstate No Sizzle. That's one word. And make sure you guys come out to the podcast meetup this Thursday at Selena's Bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Sign up for free podcast day, the first
do it.
Saturday of every month here at Podcast Detroit. Go on
podcastdetroit.com.
Yes, sir. And, hey, Southfield Quality Cards, if you need a card, that promo code one
what
more
is
time
it? What is
19309.
19309.
Yes, sir.
That's good advertising.
Call them 313-270-3337. Thank you all for listening. This is Knockouts and Three Counts. See you next time.
Hit them up.
Peace.
Yep.